أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. سبحانك اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي، أما بعد، فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Our respected brothers and sisters in Islam, our great listeners, you are all welcome to the third episode of our program on the topic Al Istighfar. Before we continue, we would like to recapitulate on the previous episodes of the program. The major points we discussed earlier include that somebody who is asking Allah for forgiveness should be firm and resolute while he's asking Allah for forgiveness. He should be determined. He should avoid doubt. He should mean his word. When he says, "Oh Allah, forgive me," he should mean that. He should never say, "Forgive me, oh Allah, if you like, if you wish." That is wrong. That is against the decorum of seeking for Allah's forgiveness. Another major important thing we discussed in the previous episode is that asking Allah for forgiveness gives one a divine protection against calamities and destruction. Also, we discuss that istighfar is sunnah of the past prophets and messengers of Allah, meaning that it is the path on which all the prophets and messengers of Allah were on. They were all asking Allah for his forgiveness because they are also sinning, though not willingly. They used to sin unwillingly due to their human nature. So, if the prophets and messengers of Allah should sin, which means nobody can exculpate himself or exonerate himself from sinning. Remember, the prophets and messengers of Allah were the most dutiful servants of Allah on earth. So nobody should claim clean completely that he's not sinning. Nobody is free from sinning. And therefore, one should avoid pointing accusing fingers to others, as some people would like to see, social politicians, or social rulers and administrators, or the clergy, or social businessmen, and so on and so forth, are the problems of our country. That is wrong. Avoid pointing accusing fingers to others that they are sinning. You are also sinning. You are a sinner. We are all sinners. None of us is infallible. Every one of us has one or more ways of going against Allah's injunction. So we are all sinners. In this present episode, we'll continue our discussion regarding the path, the sunnah of the previous messengers and prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that their path is al-istighfar. Earlier on, we cited examples of Adam alayhi salam, that he was also asking Allah for forgiveness. We cited the example of Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Yunus, and so on and so forth. Today, we'll continue citing more other examples. For instance, Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, he said in the chapter named after him, Surah Nuh, he said, رب اغفر لي ولوالدي ولمن دخل بيتي مؤمنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات ولا تزد الظالمين إلا تبارا. رب اغفر لي, my Lord, forgive me. ولوالدي, forgive my parents. ولمن دخل بيتي مؤمنا, forgive whosoever enters my house as a believer. Walil mu'minin, O Allah, forgive the believing men, wal mu'minat, and the believing women. Wala tazidi dhalimina illa tabara. And do not increase the wrongdoers except in destruction. So we see from this verse, our Prophet Nuh alayhi salam was asking Allah for his own forgiveness, asking Allah to forgive his parents and to forgive the believing women and believing men. So he was not only seeking Allah's forgiveness for his own, for himself alone, but he was asking Allah for forgiveness for others. In Surah Hud, we have the narration, the story of Prophet Noah again. There, on the occasion of regarding the incident that took place when his son, the son of Prophet Noah alayhi salam, was destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Tufan, in that flood that took place during the time of Prophet Noah, and which resulted in the destruction of the entire world. The son of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam was among those destroyed. So he complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that his son is part of his family, and Allah had promised him that he will not destroy his family. Why is it that Allah destroyed his son? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cautioned him, saying, "Innahu laysa min ahlik." Your son is not part of your family, because your son is not a believing one. It's not a believing man. He doesn't believe in Allah, so he does not deserve the rescue. And so he was destroyed. Thereafter, Prophet Nuh alayhi salam pleaded to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ أَنْ أَسْأَلَكَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٌ وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam said, رَبِّ, my Lord, oh my Lord, إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ, I seek refuge in you, and أَسْأَلَكَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٌ, from asking you what I have knowledge of. وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي. Unless you forgive me, وَتَرْحَمْنِي, and have mercy upon me, أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, I will be among the losers. So, see how he began. أَعُوذُ بِكَ أَنْ أَسْأَلَكَ. At the end he said, وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي. Unless you forgive me. If you, my Lord, doesn't forgive me, وَتَرْحَمْنِي, if you don't have mercy upon me, أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, I will surely be among the losers. Also, we have the story of Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. Just to tell you that seeking for Allah's forgiveness, to beg Allah for his pardon regarding our sins, is a sacred part. It's a part of the previous messengers and prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we go to Surah As-Sa'd, we have the story of Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, that is David. On one occasion, two men came to him, as we have the story in that chapter. Two men came to Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. One of them was complaining that they were quarreling, they were in dispute. After Prophet Dawood alayhi salam listened to the case as the man narrated it, he refused to turn to the second person to ask him, explain or give his own account of the story. And then Prophet Dawood alayhi salam jumped to conclusion that the second man who has not narrated the story has wronged the first man who narrated the incident to him. On account of that, Allah condemned Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. Allah blamed him for having sinned. And Prophet Dawood alayhi salam had this to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَأَنَابَ. Prophet Dawood alayhi salam sought for Allah's forgiveness immediately. And Allah said, وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا. When David sought for his forgiveness, he fell down, bowing in prostration. وَأَنَابَ, turning to Allah in repentance. And Allah forgave him. The son of Prophet David also, that is Layman, Solomon, the same thing happened to him. He also sinned. And then he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. And Allah accept his repentance. In the same surah As-Sa'd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, quoting Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he said, قَالَ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. قَالَ رَبْ, Prophet Solomon said, رَبْ, my Lord, اغْفِرْ لِي, forgive me. وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي. اغْفِرْ لِي, forgive me. وَهَبْ لِي, and grant me. مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي. Grant me a kingdom such that will not belong to anyone after me. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَابُ. For you are the bestower, you are the giver. If you give somebody, nobody can deny him. You are the giver. You are the bestower. So, Prophet Abraham also, though we quoted part of what he said, seeking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's forgiveness, we quoted it yesterday. We quoted it in our previous episode. Yet, let's try to bring another one in Surah Ibrahim, the chapter named after Prophet Abraham. Abraham had this to say, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. رَبَّنَا our Lord, اغْفِرْ لِي, forgive me, وَلِوَالِدَيَّ, forgive my parents, وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ, forgive the believing ones, forgive the believers, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ, on the day the reckoning will be established. That is the day of resurrection. So, with these few examples, we can conclude that seeking for Allah's forgiveness is the path and sunnah of all messengers and prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, we go to another point. And that is the fact that the previous messengers and prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not only asking Allah for his forgiveness, but they were equally enjoining their people to be seeking Allah's forgiveness regarding their sins. So here we'll see how the previous messengers and prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are admonition that people, asking them to forgive, asking them to seek Allah's forgiveness. Let us begin with the story of Shu'aib alayhi salam, when he said to his people, as the story was narrated in Surah Hud, he said, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمٌ وَدُودٌ. وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ, Prophet Shu'aib was telling his people, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ, ask Allah, your Lord, ask him for forgiveness. ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ, and then turn to him in repentance. You see, he said, ask your Lord for forgiveness and turn to him. Then turn to him in repentance. This is why some scholars are with the opinion that al-istighfar is different from at-tawbah. Because he said, wastaghfiru rabbakum thumma tubu ilay. Some scholars say that the two terms are the same, but إِذَا اجْتَمَعَ افْتَرَقَ وَإِذَا افْتَرَقَ اجْتَمَعَ. Today, when these two terms are used together in a sentence, they have different meanings. But when each of them occur in a separate sentence, then the two terms can be used interchangeably to mean one and the same thing, meaning seeking for Allah's forgiveness and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. So, since the two terms are now used in the same verse, then it means the two terms have different meanings. And then to clarify the meaning of each, we can say, at least if far in this sense, means for somebody to ask Allah for forgiveness. This is an action done by word of mouth. When we use our tongue to beg Allah for his pardon, we are doing istighfar. But by the time we are forsaking the act of sin, when we are abandoning the sin we have been committing, when we are forsaking and turning away against the misdeed we are accustomed to, by so doing we say we are doing tawbah. So tawbah is an action, and al-istighfar is a statement. With al-istighfar, you are begging Allah with your tongue to forgive you, but with a tawbah, you are physically distancing yourself from committing a sin. That is how the scholars make the distinction between the two terms. So, if we go to the story of Prophet Salih alayhi salam, in the same surah to Hud, we can see how Prophet Salih alayhi salam was begging his people, admonishing them to seek Allah's forgiveness. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ هُوَ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهَا فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ. وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. Allah says, we sent to the people of Thamud, we sent to them their brother, Salih. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ. Salih said to his people, O my people, اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ, worship Allah alone, مَا لَكُمْ إِلَىٰهٍ غَيْرُ, you have no deity to worship other than him. وَأَنْشَاكُمْ, it is he who created you, min al ard, from the earth. Allah created you from earth. Wastamarakum fiha, and he settled you in this head. He settled you in the earth. Fastaghfiru, therefore, ask for his forgiveness. Thumma tubu ilayh, and turn to him in repentance. Inna rabbi qareebun mujib, for verily my Lord is near to you. He hears your request, mujib, and he is responsive. He will accept all your requests, including the forgiveness you are asking him. He will grant you the forgiveness. So that is Prophet Salih alayhi salam, the greatest of all messengers. And Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the seal of all prophets and the greatest of them. He was also seeking for Allah's forgiveness upon his uprightness. Nobody can be so righteous as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody can fear Allah and be dutiful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Muhammad. Yet he used to, at times, since he is not completely infallible, he used to sin unwillingly. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had this to tell him. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مُتَقَلَّبَكُمْ وَمَثْوَاكُمْ. فَعْلَمْ أَوْ مُحَمَّدْ know أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, that there is no God but Allah, no deity to worship except Allah. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ, and ask Allah's forgiveness for your fault. وللمؤمنين, ask Allah's pardon to forgive the believing men. وللمؤمنات, and the believing women. والله يعلم متقلبكم, for Allah knows your movement. Anywhere you go, anything you are doing on earth, Allah sees you, and Allah is quite aware of it. So Allah knows your movement, ومثواكم, and your dwelling places. So the Prophet ﷺ was also part of the messengers. It's not an exception to that rule that all the messengers and prophets of Allah we are all seeking for Allah's forgiveness. So the Prophet ﷺ, Muhammad, was not an exception to this rule. He used to seek Allah's forgiveness, and he used to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the believing men and women. Because this instruction contained in this verse was directed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he practicalized it. The Prophet ﷺ is not the like of people who Allah will talk to and refuse obeying. So Allah asked him to seek forgiveness for himself and for the believing men and women, and the Prophet ﷺ woke upon the command and then did as he was asked to. So next we consider in our discussion regarding holistic far is, what is the Sharia ruling on holistic far? That is to say, is holistic far, asking Allah forgiveness, is it wajib, is it compulsory, a duty, an obligation, or is it recommended, or what is it? So the scholars explain that holistic far is, generally speaking, a recommended act. It's mandub. Generally speaking, whether you know you commit something wrong or not, always be asking Allah for his forgiveness. This is highly recommended. You do every second, every minute, every time, wherever you are. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Muzzammil, وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ Seek Allah. Seek Allah's forgiveness. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ For Allah is oft forgiven, the merciful. But when you are sure that you have committed a particular sin, immediately you commit the sin, then the Sharia ruling on istighfar at that moment is wujub. It's wujub. So regarding any sin you are quite aware that you have committed, it is a compulsory duty. It is an obligation upon you to quickly, swiftly, hasten to seeking Allah's forgiveness. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, he says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ يَجِدِ اللَّهَ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهَ يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا Whosoever does an act of evil, whosoever does an act of misdeed, أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ or wrong his own soul, ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهَ Then afterward, he asks Allah for his forgiveness. Allah says, يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا Such a person will surely find Allah oft forgiving, the most merciful. So, we say, regarding the general condition of a believer, it is recommended for him always to be seeking Allah's forgiveness. That is mandub. But if the believer happens to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that particular moment, it has become compulsory upon him to turn to Allah seeking for his forgiveness. That is wujub. But we have another case, another situation in which seeking for Allah's forgiveness is haram, is prohibited. That is, to seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the pagans or non-believers. This is completely prohibited. The Sharia ruling here is al-hurmatu, prohibition. If we go to Surah At-Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرْبَى مِن بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أنهم أصحاب الجحيم. وما كان استغفار إبراهيم لأبيه إلا عن موعدة وعدها إياه فلما تبين له أنه عدو لله تبرأ منه إن إبراهيم لأواه حليم. الله says ما كان للنبي it is not fitting for the prophet والذين آمنوا it is not fitting for those who have believed أن يستغفروا للمشركين it doesn't befit them to pray for forgiveness for the pagans and the non-believers. وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرْبَى Even though those pagans and non-believers are their relatives, never pray for forgiveness for them. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ Provided it is clear to you that أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْجَهِيمِ that they are companions of hellfire because they have refused intentionally to accept the guidance of Islam. Then Allah continues explaining that وَمَا كَانَ اسْتِغْفَارُ إِبْرَاهِيمِ and the forgiveness Abraham sought for his father. مَا كَانَ اسْتِغْفَارُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لِأَبِيهِ إِلَّا عَنْ مَوْعِدَةٍ That is to say, one day Prophet Abraham alayhi salam sought for Allah's forgiveness for his father. Now Allah is telling us in this verse that Abraham did so that day. He sought for Allah's forgiveness for his pagan father because as a result of a promise he made to his father that he would seek Allah's forgiveness for him. At that time he made the promise, he didn't know that the father was a pagan. It wasn't clear to him that the father was a disbeliever. فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ But when it was clear to him that أَنَّهُ عَدُوُ اللَّهُ that the father was an enemy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, تَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُ Prophet Abraham alayhi salam disassociated himself from him. Allah concluded, إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَأَوَّاهٌ حَلِيمٌ Surely, Abraham is indeed a tender-hearted one. He was a tender-hearted person, forbearing. So these are three Sharia rulings on al-istighfar. For you to ordinarily speaking, when you are alone, when you have not know of anything you have committed, in such a situation, it is recommended for you to be seeking for Allah's forgiveness. But when you are certain that, yes, you have sinned, you have committed a sin, then it becomes compulsory for you to seek for Allah's forgiveness regarding that sin you have committed. And thirdly, for you to seek for Allah's forgiveness for pagans or non-believers, that is prohibited. So we can say the Sharia rulings here are three. It depends upon the condition. It may be either recommended or compulsory or prohibited. When you want to undertake al-istighfar, what is the praiseworthy kind of al-istighfar demanded from us? That is to say, what is al-istighfar al-matloob? The needed al-istighfar. the praiseworthy act of seeking Allah's forgiveness. We have it as part of the statement of Abdullah ibn Abbas. He used to say it, At-taibu min az-zamb kaman la zamba lahu. Because majority of the scholars are of the opinion that this statement is not from the Prophet, but it is for Abdullah ibn Abbas. He used to say, somebody who repents from a sin is like somebody who has never committed the sin. So by the time you commit a particular sin, and then you seek Allah's forgiveness regarding that particular sin you committed, then it will be assumed as if to say you have never committed it. So, because it will be erased completely from the record of your works. It will never appear in the day of Qiyamah, because it will be taken as if to say you have never committed that sin at all. And Abdullah ibn Abbas used to say also that al-mustakfiru min azam huwa muqimun alayhi kal-mustazi bi rabbi. Somebody who asks Allah for his forgiveness regarding a particular sin he committed, and then he persistently do that thing, he persistently commit the sin, instead of forsaking the sin, distancing himself from the sin, he still continue to sin. He continue to commit the sin. After all, he has been seeking Allah's forgiveness regarding the sin. This person, kalmustazi bi rabbi, is like somebody ridiculing his Lord. Yes, somebody who seek Allah's forgiveness for a particular sin he committed, and he is not willing to forsake, to distance himself from the misdeed, this person is considered as somebody ridiculing his Lord. And therefore, for somebody to be saying, oh Allah forgive me, oh Allah forgive me, after all, he's not ready internally, he's not ready inwardly to avoid sinning. He knows he's a liar, and he's seeking Allah's forgiveness, Allah to forgive him, and he's not ready to live lying. He wants to continue lying to people. This person is like somebody mocking his Lord, ridiculing his Lord. And that is why scholars are divided into two. Some scholars say anybody seeking for Allah's forgiveness without readiness to avoid sinning, to avoid that particular sin he's seeking Allah's forgiveness for, such al-istighfar or tawbah could be considered to be tawbatul kazzabin. That is the position of Malikiyah. They say somebody seeking Allah's forgiveness by the word of mouth, using his tongue to beg Allah, and in his heart is not ready to leave the sin, this seeking for forgiveness alone to Malikiyah is considered masiyah, is considered a disobedience of itself. Lahiqatun bil kabair, capable of being equal to major sin. That is the position of Malikiyah. Whosoever seeks Allah's forgiveness and is not ready to leave a particular sin he is committing, he wants to continue committing that thing willingly. So that practice is also a disobedience of his own. That is the position of Malikiyah, the Malikites. Some Hanafiya, some scholars from Hanafi school of thought and Shafi school of thought are also saying that this kind of tawbah is tawbatul kazzabin, but could not be considered as a masiyah, as a disobedience on itself, but it is a kind of seeking for forgiveness that has no any value. La jadwa fi, la jadwa minu. It has no use. It is useless form of istighfar. If you should continue asking Allah, forgive me, forgive me, ordinarily making statement that you internally, from the bottom of your heart, you are not convinced, you don't want to leave the sin you are committing. This kind of istighfar to these scholars is of no use. It's a useless form of istighfar. But to Ambali school of thought, to then, for you to be seeking Allah's forgiveness with your tongue, after all, you are not ready to leave the sin you are committing, to then, to Ambali school of thought, they feel this is in a way an act of goodness. They consider it tawbatu hasana, a kind of istighfar that one can say to be a good deed of itself, though not a perfect good deed. Because today, this person is not mindful of his Lord, but for the simple fact that he is able to chant istighfar with his tongue, is a step ahead. Through that, as he continue doing istighfar with the tongue, they are optimistic that one day the mind will follow, and then the person will be determined to leave the act of sin he is committing. So to Ambalites, doing istighfar without the internal readiness to leave the sin one is committing is a form of good deed. Though not a perfect good deed, but it is praiseworthy in a way, because it can ultimately, possibly, it can ultimately lead to total forsaking, total abandoning of the sin such a person has been committed. Alhamdulillah, we have come to the end of our discussion today. We pray that whatever what we have said should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We acknowledge that whatever we say rightly, the glory is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is to be commended for that. Allah is to be glorified for that. And whatever mistake we do in our presentation, we confess, we agree that that is as a result of our weakness, as a result of our ignorance. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his pardon, and we ask him to bless our life and give us ultimate admission to paradise. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته